Some Kentuckians are voting for the first time Tuesday after having their voting rights restored by executive order. Most states automatically restore voting rights to those who have served their criminal sentences. But until just recently, Kentucky banned those with felony records from voting. As Becca Schimmel reports, it was still a moment of celebration for one woman savoring her right to vote.
For many in the Ohio Valley, voting is a choice and a right they are free to exercise if they want to. But for Jackie McGranahan and the 175,000 other formerly disenfranchised Kentuckians, this primary election is special. Her first chance to vote since 2008.
You know, like I filled out the absentee ballot. You know, I signed my name and I waited for my postman to come so I could hand it to him directly from my porch to know that my vote would be counted, that I have a voice.
McGranahan lost her right to vote in Kentucky after being convicted of a felony drug-related charge. Until late last year, Kentucky banned people with felony records from voting. As part of a campaign promise, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear signed an executive order restoring voting rights for people who have served their time for nonviolent, non-sexual felony offenses. McGranahan has been sober and in recovery for more than 4 years. She works with the American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky and says normally she's the one pushing other people to exercise their right to vote. She says so many people like her know what it's like to not have a voice in politics.
And then I remember on election day, everyone was taking pictures, you know, of their I voted sticker, you know, and it was all over Facebook and it was really exciting for people. But for me, it was a different feeling. It's an empty feeling.
McGranahan remembers the moment her colleague called her to give her the good news.
She called to say, you know, Jackie, you can vote. You know, and I remember that feeling with tears running down my face that it seemed unreal, but it was so exciting.
McGranahan says the moment was short-lived and bittersweet because so many other people who have been convicted of a felony still can't vote in Kentucky. Kate Miller is the advocacy director for the ACLU of Kentucky. She says she's glad to see the progress that has been made in Kentucky to expand access to voting for more people, but she doesn't think Beshear's executive order goes far enough.
We don't think that anyone should lose their right to vote to begin with. We think that individuals who are currently incarcerated because of felony convictions should be able to vote. And that's true regardless of what they're convicted of.
Beshear says he does not think everyone who has committed a felony should get the right to vote back.
And there are some crimes that are just so bad and the trauma so severe that I don't think it's appropriate to restore those rights.
It took two Beshear governors to make the change. Andy Beshear's father, former Governor Steve Beshear, had signed an executive order on his way out of the office in 2015 to restore voting rights to some people with felony records. When former Governor Matt Bevin took his place in 2015, he quickly rescinded the order. That's why the governor wants to see the change made permanent, which would require an amendment to the state's constitution. According to the Vera Institute of Justice, a lifetime ban on voting disproportionately falls on Black citizens. Prior to Beshear's order, more than a quarter of Black Kentuckians weren't able to vote. Because her right to vote isn't permanent, McGranahan says she wanted to savor the moment of filling in her ballot, not knowing how many more chances she'll get.
It's constant anxiety, you know, knowing that in the back of my mind, you know, like I'm very, very extremely excited to vote, but then knowing that this could be the last time.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.